I'm Frank Vaughn. It is Wednesday, April 1st, 2026, and Canada's back, baby. I was completely wrong about Mark Carney. We are restoring power to the people. It's magnificent. He's doing a great job. I've never seen somebody go to bat for the people quite the way Mark Carney is, but he's under warning because Abby Lewis is now the leader of the NDP. When I watched segments of the NDP convention to select their leader, I saw pragmatic people, well-dressed, normal people, people who are thoughtful people, who are intellectuals, people who are just moderates, who just want a choice for this country that isn't, you know, the corporatocracy. Even though Mark Carney's kind of a people's champion, a real populist, people might want something that is a little bit more down to earth, though thoughtful. And I got to tell you, Avi and his party, I mean, total normal, just incredible. No, just amazing normal. And Donald Trump, he's got the war in Iran under control. I was completely wrong about that too. Peace is coming. The regime change has been secured. It's been worth it. It's been worth the billions of dollars. It's been worth having the Ford completely annihilated and stuck in a port in Croatia. The price was worth it. I mean, the Gulf countries haven't sustained any damage. Israel is just crushing it. Not a single missile is getting through anywhere. The only thing that happens, it's unfortunate, missile debris causes all these big fires and buildings to spontaneously blow up. Of course, it's April Fool's Day, and that is my pathetic attempt at April Fool's. I got to tell you, I'm not really in the mood for April Fool's, because my whole world right now is solving tech issues. And I took a little break, actually, for a couple days, and I polished off my father's memoirs, his book. He left me a book. He left me and my brother a book. And it's taken me almost, when did he die? 2008? So it's been 18 years for me to actually finish. It was kind of in an unfinished state, but I finished putting it together for the most part. There's still some stuff on paper I'd like to transcribe. But I took a nice couple days, and I worked on that from morning until the second my eyes fell asleep. I didn't even see my kids, even though I was in the same house. It was kind of a nice break, but then I returned to my tech issues, and we're still getting those resolved as we speak. It's actually, I'm going to play you a clip, a legitimate clip of me testing for one of the tech issues. First thing I need is audio to work. But that doesn't explain why Filmora is being a jerk. The screen is flickering every time I use it. Why? I'm not kidding you. I've generated clips like that at least 20 times trying to figure this all out. I'm getting close. I'm getting really close. When you introduce new technology, everything breaks and you have to develop a new regime. And please stand by as we develop that new regime. I just want to go over a couple of these headlines as relates to the war. And this is just live updates that just came in the last 45 minutes. U.S. offers $3 million for information related to attacks on its facilities in Iraq. That just undermines the total information awareness that we're led to believe the CIA and the U.S. military has over events in the world if they have to offer bounties. Like I said before, and not in the April Fool's introduction, the war is not going as planned, as much as they want to gaslight you into making you think that it actually is. It didn't work out, and it hasn't worked out the way that they initially planned, and they're dealing with it in real time. Israeli Army says 48 personnel have been wounded in 24 hours in Lebanon clashes. Do you think the Israelis and the Americans, do you think the Israelis told the Americans that concurrent to the Iranian campaign, which is underway now, that they would be full-scale invading southern Lebanon and talking openly about annexing it in the Knesset and in their political circles, which is basically what's happening. You see, when Trump and the United States decided to get involved in this war, they also got involved in essentially signing off on Israeli overstretch and overreach in this annexation process. And you can agree with it or you can disagree with it, but Rosatom, that's the Russian nuclear agency, to evacuate more than 200 staff from Bushehr nuclear power plant this week. I don't think they'd be doing that if they felt confident that the war was about to end and wrap up nice and clean. Trump came out and he said, hey, the Iranians are begging for a ceasefire. And the Iranians have come out and said, no, we're not. We're willing to fight. We're interested in a full cessation of war, but we're not interested in a ceasefire. We can keep going. This morning, they fired 10 ballistic missiles and one salvo at Israel. A lot of these have the cluster munitions. I was trying to be a musician earlier. Cluster munitions that do damage over a wide area. Of course, we're still having trouble getting images of that damage to see the full scale of it, but it's one of the larger salvos that they've fired in weeks, which means instead of their ballistic missile capacity being completely destroyed, we can see in real time every single day that the Iranians keep on fighting, and there really isn't a solution on the horizon. There's a bunch of Marines going over there. We had a stripper. If I get the tech issue solved today, I will film a proper edition tomorrow. This is incredibly frustrating. Oh, there's a stripper, and I know I'm going by a stripper, but it was reported in the media that she services a bunch of young U.S. military men, and doesn't seem that morale is very high. They're shipping out. We know that 13,000 military Marines and special forces are going over there. I'm not really sure what it is they're going to try and do or what they're going to try and accomplish. Maybe Trump will enlighten us tonight when he speaks. The issue is, and I mean, even the most staunch MAGA supporter, I mean, they've lost Alex Jones. We'll talk about that tomorrow a little bit more. But even the most staunch MAGA America First supporter must acknowledge, if you have any relationship with the truth at all, that Donald Trump has been wrong more times in the last month. He's made statements that are demonstrably false more times in the last month than he probably has since he got reelected. Like, from one statement to the next, he contradicts himself, and nobody knows what's true. Some would call it the fog of war. I call it the fog of the unknown, because I really think military planners are trying to project confidence, but they really have got themselves into a quagmire they don't know how to get out of. France's Macron calls for a ceasefire during Japan visit. Nobody cares really what Europe thinks. I mean, it shouldn't surprise. It's so funny to me, actually, that the Trump administration and Donald Trump himself is complaining that NATO doesn't want to get involved in a foreign war in the Middle East, which he started with Israel. As much as I don't like NATO, as much as I don't like Europe, all the work that I've done in my videos about NATO and about how the United States should walk away, how the United States should focus on North America, Fortress North America, the new Don Rowe Doctrine, I was all for those ideas, still for those ideas. There's a lot of good things that have come out of the Trump administration. Efforts to curb illegal immigration, efforts to curb drug crime, efforts to curb the cartels. Like, I mean, all of those things remain valid. But as much as I don't like Europe, it seems to be the height of hypocrisy that you spend your time rubbing their nose in the fact that there's no NATO without the United States. Then you get into a war of aggression. It's not defensive. They can say it's defensive as much as they want. Pete Hegseth can come out. They can all come out and they can all say it's defensive. It's not. It's a war of aggression. They attacked Iran. Iran didn't attack anybody directly ever through proxies, but the West uses proxies too. They got into a war of aggression, and now they're demanding NATO come and bail them out. They're saying, you know, if you want your oil, come to the Persian Gulf and get it. Well, France closes their airspace. Spain closes their airspace. The United States is threatening to leave NATO. All of this, and this is the main point, and the only point I want to continue to make today, is that without attacking Iran, America's foreign policy objectives could have been achieved simply by pulling troops out of the Middle East, simply by announcing they're getting out of Europe, they're getting out of NATO, they're getting out of the business of Iran managing things for Israel and defending Israel with every dime of their treasure and blood. And it won't be Israeli troops invading Iran. It will be American troops invading Iran. The United States could have just walked away from all of it. They could have played all the powers off against each other, and we could have sat back here in North America and profited by it, and everybody could have got fantastically rich and maybe even balanced that spiraling deficit and huge crippling budget, which is going to be a nightmare for Americans for years to come. You know, I talked to one guy, and he's just, all he wanted to talk about, really a MAGA guy, and he's just like, Well, the price of oil is not up to where it was before, and as long as, you know, it doesn't reach that point, I'm happy. He's saving me money. He's putting money back in my pocket. I did my tax return, and I'm going to get more money back this year. It's like, great, you're going to get more money back, but your national debt is still spiraling. You're still in a war that you can't afford, and you will have to pay for it, whether it's a loss in your purchasing power through inflationary money printing, or it's by reining in the deficit and starting to pay down the debt. You, cheap gas guy, you, more money in your pocket guy, you're going to end up paying. You're borrowing against your future. So I hope you take what capital you have and the money that you save and you find some kind of investment vehicle in this bloody climate that we're in right now that can net you double-digit gains every single year, because you're going to need them just to keep up with your purchasing power. It's fantastic. I am under no illusions about anything. I hope and I pray that this thing wraps up tomorrow for my own purposes, for the world's purposes. But the issue is now, we're long past the point, we're weeks past the point where I said, you know, if this doesn't wrap up in a couple days, the damage is already baked in. We got the fertilizer shortage, the disruption in the Persian Gulf. I think there's a famine baked in. It's only a matter of how big this famine is. And the public mind being such a sieve, attention spans being so shattered by TikToks and shorts, bullshit, pardon me. Will we in 6 months remember where this famine started? Will we remember it was the bombs that fell on Iran and the missiles flying back and forth that started it? Will we remember the causes? I think some people will. I think that we will be reminded. I think it's going to be hard. If the United States cuts and runs today, which is what it would be, they leave before a ground invasion, that would be the best thing. But politically, the damage to MAGA, the damage to Donald Trump, the damage to the Republican Party will be massive. They're going to try and frame it. Donald Trump's already done that. He's trying to frame it as regime change. He's calling the president of Iran the new president, that he's a new regime. The guy was there before the war started. He was elected in 2024. Like, their president hasn't been killed. Even if you're talking to him and negotiating with him, which they deny. And I'm not believing them outright, but I have no reason to believe Donald Trump at this point. How many shifting goalposts, how much BS has been fed to us by the Trump administration over this conflict? There is no reason to give them the benefit of the doubt anymore. The Iranian regime is intact. The damage to the reputation of the United States as the security guarantor of the Gulf cooperation countries, is that damage is already baked in. They've suffered massively. The United States has not been able or willing, I don't know which, to protect them. They're willing to protect Israel, and that's failing too. Missiles are landing every single day. The political repercussions, if America leaves today, they haven't won the war. They have not satisfied their objectives. They have not destroyed Iran's capacity for ballistic missile development. They have not destroyed a nuclear missile program and a nuclear arms program that wasn't there in the first place. If it was there, they would have had one. They had no interest in getting one. They might have an interest now. They've killed off a lot of the moderates. There's a lot of hardliners that are left. How can you call that a victory? And then there's the war crimes aspect of it. There's the international community that's going to parse this thing after the fact. They're going to look at the bombing of cultural and religious sites. They're going to look at the bombings of schools and hospitals. They're going to look at the turning of the sky black above Tehran, raining acid rain down on people's heads, probably baking in a noticeable spike in cancer rates from the people who had to breathe that air. Civilian population, millions of people were subject to that. The bombing of various facilities, like, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what I think about these things. It matters that there's going to be politicians, political parties, and international groups that are going to talk about it, they're going to parse it, and they're going to politicize it, they're going to publicize it. And it's going to be effective, especially on the independents. If you're hardcore MAGA, if you're hardcore America First, and you still believe somehow that Trump represents those values in this war, it's not you that's going to decide the election. It's the independents in the middle. People like me. If I was in the United States and I was an American, I guarantee you I would be a registered independent. I see it. I mean, and that's the majority of the people. That's where you're going to win your election. And those are the people that this war has lost. And they're going to be thinking about this for a long time. So if it ends today, April 1st, April Fool's Day, well, you've only got 7 months until November. And I think there's going to be a lot of political capital made out of this disaster. And I don't think the war is going to end today. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know under what circumstances. But if it ends today, under the current set of circumstances, it's very bad for the prospects of the Trump administration. Anyway, I got to get back to my tech issues because I really need to solve this so I can do things properly. I'm Frank Vaughn. I haven't gone anywhere. Things are all good on my end. I'll see you in the next one.